River West is located north of downtown and just west of the Milwaukee River in the heart of the city. The main thoroughfare is Humboldt Avenue, a densely populated residential area lined with modest single-family homes, duplexes, and well-kept lawns. The area didn't always look this warm and friendly. Alderman Mike D'Amato says River West was one of the worst parts of Milwaukee when he took office in 1996.
A lot of rentals, a lot of drug houses, a lot of bad landlords. And what we've seen is a real conversion there to a lot of owner-occupants and people beginning to take pride in their property. A lot of those properties that were absentee-owned being transferred to owner-occupants. And that's great for the neighborhood.
As homeownership has increased, businesses have moved into what are becoming hubs in the neighborhood, including along East Center Street. Resident Ishmael Oskan took a risk on the vacant property he purchased there in 2004.
And it was a funeral home, so...
Oskan has opened the House of Frankenstein on the corner of Center and Frantney.
I had to do something cute about it, and I thought, you know, the name Frankenstein, hot dogs and beer would work.
Oskan says it took a while, but eventually customers started to trickle in to check out the new bar with its unique theme.
I always thought there is a future for River West, especially Center Street. So I saw the building, I bought it and fixed it and made it the way it is now.
Certainly River West has a lot of rooftops and we think it's a largely underserved community.
A few blocks away, Lincoln Fowler is preparing to open an Altera Coffee Roasters, a cafe, bakery, and wholesale business.
We think that cafe is going to be an interesting crossroads, both for the student or the artist or the professional that lives in River West or the people commuting down Humboldt.
Fowler says his new operation will include outdoor dining and create more than 100 jobs. He says it's worth making such a large investment in River West. That's in part because of the young, diverse population and homeowners who care about their community. One is Sura Faraj, chair of the River West Neighborhood Association.
We have people active in all kinds of different things. We have five or six committees. One of those is a green space committee that works on promoting and building and creating green space and parkland. Another one is a development committee that watches the developments that are happening in River West.
Faraj says East Center Street needs more business development in order to someday be considered a destination for shopping and entertainment. Yet, she says future growth must fit this modest income neighborhood.
There are some businesses that would thrive here. There are other businesses that just wouldn't be able to serve the neighborhood needs. And so if you did some upscale, she type of boutique stores and turn Center Street into something similar to Brady Street, it really wouldn't serve the residents' needs.
Faraj is already concerned about a flurry of high-end condo and business development on the south end of River West. She says that activity is driving up property values and consequently property taxes, meaning some residents could become the victim of the neighborhood's success. One who's worried is Ishmael Oskan, the owner of House of Frankenstein. He hopes the city diversifies its tax burden soon. Otherwise, he fears he may have to close his bar and restaurant. Oskan says when he purchased the building in 2004, the property was assessed at $60,000. Now it is worth $250,000, and his property taxes have doubled. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.